Gentlemen, good morning. The issue this morning happened. It happened about 3 weeks ago. And it happened for the following reason, because of what I'm holding in my hand. What am I holding in my hand?
Cell phone.
What does the cell phone have to do with Sefirat HaOmer? Once upon a time, when dinosaurs still walked the face of the earth, people would come into a synagogue, and usually there would be something called a sitter during the week. And they would take the sitter and they would daven from it. And when they got to the Sefirat HaOmer, they would say whatever is in the sitter. And normative shuls, to be more precise, shuls that don't want to have what I'm about to describe happen, usually buy one kind of sitter. And many shuls around the world actually have one kind of sitter for the following reason. What's the reason?
To announce the pages.
And just imagine if you have five different sitters, you'll be announcing the pages from Rosh Hashanah all the way to Sukkot. So therefore, one sitter. There is two versions of how to count Sefirat HaOmer. Either you say, as it says in the top of the source sheet, La Omer or Ba Omer. Well, today we no longer daven with sitters, many of us. And many of people come to a Ma'ariv with their cell phones, and on their cell phones is their sitter. The problem is, these are not synchronized with one another, and therefore you can download sitter number one, and you can download sitter number two. And therefore, you can have two different versions of Sefirat HaOmer being said. One is, for sake of argument, Hayom Tish'a Ve'esrim Yom, Shehem Arba'a Shavuot Ve'yom Echad, La Omer. Another guy saying Ba Omer. So this is what happened in a shul, and I'm not kidding you now. 3 weeks ago, a guy with his cell phone davens Ma'ariv. And he's davening Ma'ariv in shul, and he says Ba Omer. And the whole shul goes into Pandanorium. No, La Omer, say the bracha again. No, don't say the bracha again. And everyone starts screaming and yelling, and the guy doesn't know what to do. And, you know, because people are screaming and yelling, and a chazan, when they're all screaming and yelling at him, doesn't think straight. So he did say the bracha again, and he said La Omer. Now that's an interesting story. Well, I think we have to deal with it. We have to deal with it on two levels. First of all, the first level will take me exactly 30 seconds to say, don't lose control in shul. Don't lose control in shul. In shuls can bring out the best in people, but unfortunately sometimes the worst in people. Don't lose control. I always say with regard to laning that I'm not one of those that are advocating what's being advocated today, that you don't correct the Baal Kora. It's like Kvod Abrios trumps any mistake he makes. So if he happens to say Tignov instead of Lo Tignov, don't correct him, it's not nice. All he only said was to steal. Tirtzach instead of Lo Tirtzach. Ah, what are you going to do? All he said is to murder someone. I'm not advocating that. What I am advocating is that when you don't know Diktuk well enough, and a person says Kasef instead of Kesef, and you think you have to correct him, don't. There should be someone in every shul that knows Diktuk and Lashon very well. He should be the one that stands next to the Chazan, and when needed, with the Baal Kora, and when needed, correct him. When it comes to this issue, there's a mistake. I believe that the proper behavior is don't lose control, don't go ballistic, let the Chazan say what he did. If there's a Talmud Chacham in the shul, ask him. And if there isn't, make a phone call after shul. And if need be, today, with the same cell phone that created this whole problem, you can send out a message saying to the WhatsApp of the shul, we all have to do this because we made a proper little mistake, and it's not the fault of the chazan, it's the fault of the ceiling. And that's what I think should have happened. But everyone screams and yells and shouts, and most of what they said was absolute ignoramus statements about the halacha in this case. And we will see that as we go along, but I want to go slowly. Because I believe this is a very common thing that happened in shul. People scream and yell and shout at things that they shouldn't. People start correcting the chazan on things that they shouldn't correct him in. For example, I was in a shul. A guy came from Chutz La'aretz. They asked him to daven. He said, Ata gibor l'olam Hashem. Mechaye meiti mata. Rav lehoshia. Mechal kechayim bechesed. What do you think everyone screamed? Morid atal. The chazan was embarrassed, obviously. Now, do you have to go back and say Morid Atal? In the winter, Mashiv Aruch Morid HaGeshem, yes. What about the summer? Do you have to say Morid Atal, God who gives us dew?
No.
No. How do I know no? Open up an art scroll sitter for the sake of our movement. It's not in there. Nusach Ashkenaz as codified by the Ramah does not say Morid Hatal. In Israel, the custom is to say it. Fine. You can tell the Chazan afterwards, listen, our custom is to say Morid Hatal. Fine. Dignified. Respectful. But that's not a reason to scream and yell and shout and embarrass a Chazan that just got off a plane. And doesn't know the common custom in Israel. Doesn't know. What are you going to do? That's not something well known. It's well known we duchen every day. It's not well known we say Morid Hatal every day. To make a big deal about something that the Rama himself says, you don't have to say. It's not something that I believe is correct. So first of all, don't lose control. I say when in doubt, excuse my expression, but for this table, when in doubt, shut up. Number one. Number two, let's deal with the issue itself. Yeah.
Since in this minion, whether it's a Nusach Ashkenaz or Sfar depends on the Baal Tefila, the issue of love and Ba, does it matter?
Oh, we'll get to that. Oh, we will get to that. We'll go slowly. We're going to use this as a springboard to see, does it matter? Does it matter? So let's see. You all know the Psukim in Parshat Vayikra. If you don't know it, then it's very germane this week to know it, because there's a secret halacha that we have. We have many secret halachas. One of them is not to speak Lashon Hara. Right? Secret. Shh. Don't tell anyone. Number two. There's a halacha of Shtayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Explain. You're supposed to go over the Sedra of the week twice with the Targum. Targum, you can pick the Targum you want. It doesn't have to be Targum Unculus. It could be other Targums if you would like. Well, this week is Parshat Emor. Parshat Emor happens to have what we call Parshat HaMoadot, all the Yomim Tovim. Starts with Shabbos, goes to Pesach, etc. And the first source on the page is taken from this week's Parsha. So if you need a Parsha Shir this week, you got it. If you don't remember it from this week because you didn't do Chai Mikra Ve'echar Targum, we read this on the second day of Pesach, we read this on the first day of Sukkot, and if you're listening from Chutz La'aretz, you read it on the first 2 days of Sukkot, should be very familiar. It says in Parshat Vayikra, Parshat Emor. Everyone ready? Vayidaber Hashem b'nei Yisrael, Vayidaber 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 b'nei Yisrael, The Psukim say you bring the Omer sacrifice. After you bring the Omer sacrifice, what do? Usfartim lachem.
Count.
Mimocharat Shabbat, you count. Ad. Haviyachem. Usfartim lachem mimocharat Shabbat. Miyom haviyachem et Omer hatnufa. Sheva Shabbatot mimoti hiyena. Until?
7 weeks
later, in which you bring an mincha chadasha l'Hashem. So you start with the Korban HaOmer from barley. You end with the korban shtei halechem from wheat, and in between you count. So it's sandwiched between two korbanos. Is this the reality that everyone has experienced in the last few weeks? No. So we didn't get to Shavuos yet, but we did pass Pesach. We did not bring a korban haomer, but we did count. This leads to a famous machlokes. Well, when you have one component out of two, namely you have the count without the korban, is the count the rabbanan or the oraisa? Machlokas in the Gemara already, Menachos Daf Samech Vav, going down to the Rishonim, the Beit Yosef, which is a great place to look because he brings all the Rishonim's points of view on every halacha. The Beit Yosef says on the right side of the page, Katav Arosh, V'nirah Desafik Chashecha Yechol Avarech, during Ben Hashmashot, when you don't know if it's day or night, you can make the bracha and count Sfirat HaOmer. Why? Because it's a Sveika, the Rabbanan. I don't know if I'm allowed to count, Safek the Rabbanan. Lekula. And therefore, during Ben HaShemoshos, you are allowed to count the Sfiras HaOmer. And the Ran says, Rabban Mefarshi Maskimim, the Sfirat HaOmer, Hashta, Deleika, Hava'a, the Lo Korban, Eina Alamid Rabbanan, the Alma, Zecher LaMikdash. And the Tosfos says the same thing, the Rad Besfek HaShicha, Yechol Avarech, Vein Tzerich, Am Tidnat Shiev Bada Laila, Kivanshu Sfeka de Rabbanan. So the Rosh, the Tosfos, and the Ran all say, today, Sfirat HaOmer without the Korban HaOmer is the Rabbanan. On the other hand, right, left side of the page, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, "Yemitzvazel shesfirat haomer mutelet al kol ish veish bechol makom uvechol zman." And just in case you don't believe the Beit Yosef, I brought you the Rambam himself that says, "Mitzvat asei lisvor sheva shabbatot mimot miyom havaat haomer mitzvazel al kol ish miYisrael bechol makom in every place uvechol zman, whether there's a base of mikdash or not." So the Rambam believes that sfirat haomer today is the oraisa. Wow! Most Rishonim, we quoted the Rosh, the Ran, and the Tosfos believe it's the Rabbanan. So right away, when you deal with the Sfirat HaOmer question, you have to remember that the Shulchan Aruch does Paskin, that it's the Rabbanan. So you're not dealing with a D'oraisa, You're dealing with the Derabanan. So what do you do in this case with the Chazan La Omer Ba Omer? First of all, put your head on, screw it on very straight, and say, I'm dealing with the Derabanan here. And now let's deal with it. We don't, Chas V'Shalom, say Derabanans are not important, but we do say that Derabanans are not on the level of Doraisis. Yes?
When the Rambam says it's Doraisis, is it because we technically could, but we choose not to for various other reasons, but it's within our power, and that's why he says it's a Doraisis? What's really the basis of why he says it's Doraisis?
He says that there's two independent mitzvot. One mitzvah is to bring the Omer. The other independent mitzvah is to count Sirat HaOmer. And one doesn't depend on the other. The Psukim seem to say they're sandwiched. But the Rambam says, I'm reading the Psukim. So let's say Pasuk number Yud Aleph says, you bring the Omer and you wave it. And then Pasuk Yud Gimel says, this is the Korbanos you bring with it. And then Pasuk Tetzvav says, Usfarta Lachemi, Macharata Shabbat. Two different mitzvahs here. So the Rambam counted what he believed was a 613 mitzvot. He said the two independent mitzvahs.
And the fact that it's two out of three Seder Abanim, you know, we just sort of chose those.
Yeah, yeah, I chose them for this year, but if you want to do...
Does that mean it's Seder Abanim?
First of all, yes, if there's a proper rove on something, then yes, meaning there's a majority, and on this there is. Number two, for the sake of this year, I just wanted to show that, yes, the rove Mefarshim say it's the Rabbanim today. The Rambam is famous for saying Doraisa. He's not alone, but...
I mean, if you're a Yemenite, would it be Doraisa too? Because they hold by the Rambam?
Perhaps. Which would have Nafka Minas Lahalacha, like I forgot if I made a bracha, I forgot if I counted. Maybe he would say, Sveka Doraisa Lachumra, and he would say Sveka Derabanan. Okay. So, whatever it is, it's Doraisa Derabanan. We're dealing with the Derabanan probably. How do you count? Shulchan Aruch comes and tells us, this is how you count. V'sofer yamim v'ashvuos. You have to count the days and the weeks. An interesting story in and of itself. How do you do it? Ketzad b'yom rishon omer hayom yom echad. What does it say in parentheses?
Ba omer.
Okay. Any shulchan aruch has these parentheses. Who put in the parentheses? Keep that question. Ad shemegeli shiva yamim vaz yomar hayom shiva yamim shem shavu echad. What does it say in parentheses? Ba omer again. So as you could see here, the Shulchan Aruch did not take a stand when he started Hilchos, Sfirat HaOmer, Simon Tov Pei Tet. Someone put in those parentheses, but it was not Rav Yosef Karo. So whoever did is of the opinion that it's Ba Omer. Go to the middle section. If you want to read it without the parentheses, what do you say? Hayom Rom Echad. Ad shemegeh l'shiva yamim v'az yomar hayom shiva yamim shem shavu echad. Version number two is, don't say Ba'omer, just say Hayom Yom Echad, Hayom Shnei Yamim. That's it! That's it! Don't say the word Omer. Omer's not important. One second, just to finish the thought. The Beis Yosef, and his Beis Yosef, on the other hand, does bring, and I quote, Kishechazan magim levarech onim akahal amenim chosim levarech im tzarich lomar kach vekach La'omer. When the Chazan says the bracha, does everyone have to say it after him again? We all know the answer is yes. What word does he use? Im tzarich lomar hayom kach vekach? La omer. So we have three versions here. Ba omer, la omer, of no or none of the above.
Both
we didn't get to yet. We're going to get there, to the both. But in the Shulchan Aruch, with the Beis Yosef, three versions. La omer, ba omer, or nothing. Yes?
I believe that the Sfaradim, they don't understand. Don't say either Ba'omer or La'omer.
The majority do say it today, but they say it different than the Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim say Hayom, whatever, and Ba'omer or La'omer at the end. The Sephardim say at the beginning. So let's take the case like last night. Hayom tisha ve'esrim yom La'omer, Sheheim arba'a shavuot v'yom echad. That's the way the Sephardim say it. But you could see here there's a third version. Don't say the word La'omer, just count the day. So everyone agrees you have to count. The question is, you have to say La'omer. So, what's behind this machlokes, quote-unquote? The Taz wrote a perush on the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says as follows. He says, Ba'omer ken min hagenu. The Taz lived in the Ashkenazic community. He says, this is our custom. V'niyar yoter nachon min hagenu. And this is the proper custom. He doesn't say the other custom is totally invalidated. But he says this is proper. And listen to his explanation. He says He basically says like this. When you say La Omer, you're saying today is one day since they brought the Omer sacrifice. La Omer to that sacrifice. If you say Ba Omer, says the Taz, and I quote, Lo Kai Rak Al Yemeha Omer, the Yishal Farsho Alahaba, the Habet Mashba Betoch. When you say Ba Omer, what you mean is we're in the days of the Omer. But if you say La Omer, you're saying since they brought the sacrifice. So the Taz has two problems with that. Ba means you're in the days of the Omer. We all agree we are. That's good.
It sounds like a director comment.
What do you mean a director comment?
The La is like,
so we're in the Derabanan Ba Omer then, fine. But quite frankly, he says, if you say Ba Omer, you're in the days of the Omer. If you say La Omer, you're saying since the sacrifice was brought. But he has two problems with that. Problem number one, the first night, when you count it, the sacrifice was not brought. When was it brought?
The next morning.
So it's a little bit of a sheker over there. But forget about the last night. Number two night, three night, fourth night. We're now the 29th night. We didn't bring the sacrifice. So you can't say it.
Why not?
In more modern terms, Rav Soloveitchik says, brought in his name by Rav Herschel Schechter in Mipnine Harav, page Kufbed and Kuf Gimel. Nirad lefi anusach shen nomar ba omer hakavana hi shekol meshech hazman hazeh sheben pesach leshavuos nikra zman haomer. Ma she'en kein lefi anusach shomrim belamed la omer hakavana hi al korban minchat haomer shehayom hu asara yamim la'achar hakavat minchat haomer. So says the Taz, and Rav Soloveitchik echoes it. When you say ba omer, what you're saying is now are the days that we count the omer. It's the omer time. It's the omer time. But if you say La Omer, it means since I brought the sacrifice. We didn't bring the sacrifice, therefore he says our custom is Ba Omer. Bimheira Yibane HaMikdash, the Taz will say, ah, we're going to have to change it. The first night not, but the second night onwards, we're going to change it. Right? Very nice.
Question.
Yes.
Do we say La Omer or La Ba Omer?
Someone, I didn't bring it here, one of the poskim brought that as a Tanya de Misayeya, that the Lamed is the proper Nusach. We never have said Lag, we always say Lag Ba Omer and not Lag La Omer, and thus, that's the proper Nusach. I don't think we can medayek from what people say on the street necessarily. They say other things on the street too. I can't repeat them in the shul because they're not nice. But I don't know if we can medayek. Anyway.
The whole discussion is a strange discussion.
Of course it is, but we'll get to how strange it is in a moment. If not today, we'll get to it next week.
No,
it is a strange discussion, but the poskim do discuss it. Now, you will see how the contemporary poskim deal with this. Now, let's just validate the second point of view. So the first point of view everyone got. La Omer means since the Korban was brought, we didn't bring it. So La Omer is the proper thing to say. We're in the days of the Omer. Let's see the second point of view. The Chok Yaakov of Yaakov Reicher. Rav Yaakov Reicher was the Rav in Metz. He died in 1733. Rav Yaakov Reicher wrote like this: Ava be'emet refrov v'nischot ha'yishanim katuv she'esh lomar la omer v'chenu be'kol bo v'tanya rokeach tshuvat ha'rashpa beit Yosef on. Everyone says la omer. Mashma shehayom layom shehu layom ha'omer kach v'kach yamim. Ma she'en ken ba omer mashma shachshav uzman ha'omer. Uvezvat bana omer habe rak on tet zayin dahainu yud zayin nisan. Namely, says the Chok Yaakov, I'm going to say exactly the opposite of the Taz. Ba Omer means we're in the time of the bringing of the Omer. Says the Chok Yaakov, that's only one day of the year. Which day? The day after the first day of Pesach, Ted Zayin Nisan. That time has passed. La Omer means we're in the time of the Omer, which is fine.
Tetzvav
is Yantiv. Tet Zayin.
16.
Mishnah Berurah says, "A Berurah poskim anusach La Omer miyu ikar davar zayino lechatchila kedei levayer shu mone miyom shehikrivu et haOmer v'hala." And we'll get to namely what he says lahalacha. The Aruch Hashulchan also says, "Yoter nira La Omer v'chein anu Omerim." Basically, according to this point of view, it's a local machlokas as to how do you understand tiktok. The Taz said, La Omer means since bringing the Omer. Comes along the Chok Yaakov and says, Ba Omer means the day you brought the Omer. But we only bring the Omer on one of the days of the counting. So therefore, the proper thing is to say La Omer, because as he says, it means it's the 29th day of the Omer. Okay. Equal Stephen. basically, two points of view, they disagree. Does La Omer connote the bringing of the Omer? And we don't do that today. Or does Ba Omer connote the bringing of the Omer? And we don't do that today. Turn the page. Explanation number two. Explanation number two. Rav Soloveitchik says, "Val pip shuto inyan ze tzarich lomar milte tali b'machloket harishonim imsfirat haomer bizman hazeh da'oraita derabanan." He basically comes and says, like Bruce, with due respect, this whole machlokes goes around the machlokes we started at the beginning. It's sfirat haomer da'oraita derabanan. The ladata sovrim go on the right side, left side of the page. The bizman hazeh inomer derabanan ha'ikar hu shmi da'oraita mechayev la sfira hu kor hakavat haminchat haomer umi meimri yesh lishpor la omer belamet. According to those that say that it's only the Rabbanan today, the proper Nusach should be La Omer, because we're trying to basically say it's not the Omer time because we didn't bring the Omer. The only reason we're counting is it's the Rabbanan, and we're hoping we're going to get to the time where we're going to bring the Omer, which we should have brought. Masha Enkein Adat Asovim Shisvrat Omer Zman Zedor Raita As En LeMitzvat As Sfira, it means Kesherim Korbana Omer Ela Shebizman HaMesuyam Hazeh Mechuyavim lispor, lakach tvei nirah lispor ba omer. He basically comes along and says that if you say ba omer, you're paskening lahalocha, like the Rambam, that it's the oraisa. This is the time of the omer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took 49 days out of the year and said it's a special time. It's called the omer time. The Ramban says it's a big cholamoid between Pesach and Shavuos. That's only under the assumption that we're still in that time. But if you're saying you're not in that time because you didn't bring the omer, then you should say La Omer, because you're not in the time of the Omer. No longer is it a special time. God lifted it. Point positive, we have Dinei Avelus. We shouldn't have Dinei Avelus during Chol HaMoed. So therefore, says the Rav Soloveitchik, that if you say La Omer, you're paskening La Halacha, that it's the Rabbanan. And therefore you're saying, it's La Omer to the time we should have brought the Korban. If you say Ba Omer, you're actually in the time of the Omer. You're basically saying now is still a special time. But since Rova Polskim say it's not a special time, you can understand why the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Brura and the Ran and the Rashban all said La Omer, because they all said it's the Rabbanan. Because it's the Rabbanan, it's not a time of the Omer, Ba Omer. It's a time we used to bring the Omer, fine, but we don't have that today. That's explanation number two.
There's another way of looking at it. Originally, this was a happy time. Counting every day, another ma'alah, another height, getting to Shavuot. And during our time, we have Yom HaTzimut, Yom Yerushalayim. In other words, the days of mourning, from the time of Rabbi Akiva, are now changing gradually to days of Simcha, rejoicing. So you can see it in that context.
But Rabbi Lewis, that's all very nice, but it doesn't change the reality that if you say that it's not the Oraisa because you didn't bring the Korban, so Baruch Hashem we have a Medina, and Baruch Hashem we have a Yerushalayim in our hands, partially, but we still don't have a Korban HaOmer. We still don't have it. So according to the Rav Soloveitchik point of view, it's not the time of the Omer as of yet, because this time is still going to be the Rabbanan. The Rabbanans can only take a day and tell you what to do. Count the Omer, read the Megillah, light the Hanukkah candles. They can't change a mundane day into a Yom Tov. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's Tetvav Nisan is Pesach. It's no longer a mundane day. It's a Mikra Kodesh. You say Kiddush. You don't drive your car. It's a special day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said count the Omer from the time you brought the Korban. It's a special time. The Ramban says a long Chol HaMoed. That's no longer the situation today. Therefore, you can understand how there could be Minhagei Avelus during this time, because it isn't a special time. That's his explanation.
I thought the Rambam might be saying that this is the time to bring the Omer. We just choose not to do it. But the time, it exists. It's not like a...
Bruce is saying something interesting. The Rambam is a point of view that you can bring a Korban even though there isn't a Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that would lead into this, saying, you can bring the Omer. You choose not to. You have a political problem with the Muslims, fine, but you could. Right. And those that disagree with the Rambam on that and says you need a Beit HaMikdash in order to have a Mizbeach might say, oh, that's why it's the Rabbanan today.
You have to bring it to the Kohen, no?
Pardon?
You have to bring it to a Kohen?
Yes.
We don't know who's a Kohen.
Even though you don't know who's a Kohen, That's a chumrah midrabbanan, probably, according to the majority of poskim. When this issue came up, and you bring a korban Pesach, so I forgot who was the first one. Ratzvi Kalischer, I think, was the first one that dealt with it, and he wrote to his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva Eger, who wrote to his son-in-law Chasim Sofer, and they all agreed that the whole idea of kohen meyuchas, to have a family tree, and the family tree will go along and tell you that you're related to this guy and you're related to that guy. That's a chumrah midrabbanan. Midoraisa chazaka is fine. Your father said you were a kohen, that's good enough. But, make a long story short, that's a good svara. Saying because the Rambam says you can bring a korban haomer with even without a beis hamikdash, so what's stopping you? What's stopping you? You didn't bring it. Bitu mitzvadase. But omer is still the oraisa. Interesting. The third point of view is the...
Do we know whether the Rambam, does he say explicitly that he still believes it's a deraisa?
The Rambam?
Ramban.
Ramban? I don't know.
You don't
remember if the Ramban quotes on this issue. The Shari Tshuva has the third explanation. He says that due respect, La Omer is correct, because that's the way we talk. B'chodesh HaShlishi, we're going to read on Shavuos, Letzeit B'nei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. We write a ktuba, what do we write? B'shlishi B'shabbat Tisha Yamim Lechodesh Iyar. So he says, that's the way we talk. That's the way we talk in the Torah. That's the way we talk in a get and a ketubah. La Omer is correct. Simple. That's what we use today. So we say, Lag Ba Omer, usually. You're doing it wrong. The way you write it or say it, it's supposed to be Lamed. So we found three explanations. Number one is, when you say La Omer, do you connote that you're connecting it to the Korban? And we don't have a Korban today, so therefore you should say Ba Omer. Or the contrary, if you say Ba'omer, you're connoting it's the Korban time, and there isn't a Korban. Explanation number two is, Rav Soloveitchik, is this a special time still called the Omer or not? If you say Do'oraisa, then it is a special time. If you say the Rabbanon, the rabbis do not have the ability to take a mundane day and change it into a special day. And therefore, it's not a special time, you should say La'omer. If you say Ba'omer, you're saying it is a special time. And the Shari Tshuva, number three, says, no, due respect, today we write La Omer in a get, we write La Omer in a ketubah, we say La Omer in the Torah, B'chodesh HaShishi lit Seit B'nei Yisrael B'eretz Mitzrayim. Therefore, B'shana HaShenit lit Seit Tam, as it says here, therefore you should say Lamed. No, three explanations. As said earlier, does it make a difference? Well, here we find two schools of thought, and with this we close. The Orchos Rabbeinu on the Kilos Yaakov. The Kilos Yaakov was of Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky. He has another name, the Stipler. The Stipler Gaon, in the book written about all his Hanhagos, that's a new thing today, they write a book about what rabbis did. They also have one on Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Schechter's book that I just quoted from. Safar Hayom Kach Vekach Ba'omer, Bechozer Ba'omer, Hayom Kach Kechach La'omer. That takes another 5 seconds of your time, he said both. So I thought a crazy chumrah. Guess what? Rav Soloveitchik did it too. Rav Soloveitchik, as brought by Rav Schechter, Hina min hag lomar, lachar gmar sivra yehi ratzon shibane beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. Listen to the lomdus here. Why do we say yehi ratzon milfanecha, shem elokei gadeinu shib... What do we say after the Omer? Harachamanu yachazir lanu tavadat bet hamikdash lim koma. It's brought in a Tosfos that we're supposed to say that after we say the Omer. Why? Connoting that...
It's not here yet.
That it's not here yet, and it's a derabanan.
Right.
Therefore he said, Rabbeinu tamid ha'omer pa'amayim. He would say both nuschas, but which one would he say first?
Yeah.
Tricky question. Listen to this. Shematchil yomar ba'omer, that it's a do'oraisa, right? Afterwards he would say, harachaman. Then he would say la'omer, and then he would say harachaman. Ba'omer, Rav Soloveitchik felt, according to his svara, means it's a special time. So he started with that. Then he said, ayom, whatever it is, la'omer. Because he said, maybe it's not a special time. And because it's not a special time, I'm going to say now, harachaman liyachazir lan tavidat betar v'nashtim koma, to make it a special time. You understand what he did? I'll repeat it again. First he said, ba'omer, saying it's a special time of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a special time. Omer is a special time, it's not dependent on the korban. Fine. Then he took an about face and said, maybe it's not a special time. Then he said, la'omer, and he started to cry. And we'll go back to saying only Ba'omer without La'omer.
So what did he say?
Both. Om Sheheim. Arba'a Shavuot V'yom Echad Ba'omer. Yeah. Doesn't hurt. Saying the same thing doesn't hurt. Wait, that's Rav Soloveitchik. The Mishnah Brura usually piles on Chumras. On this issue, says like this. Rava Poskim said La Omer. Miu! Davar zeh ino elu chatchila. Kadeh levayershu maneh meyom shikriva ta Omer vahala. Ve'im lo amar ela hayom kach vekach, nami yatsa. The Chok Yaakov, who also took a stand on this issue, said, "U'mikol makom emeshanot b'minhag shenagum mikedem ki yesh lo mamashi yismochu." Remember, I said at the beginning there were three versions: Ba Omer, La Omer, or none. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you said not La Omer and not Ba Omer, all you said was Hayom Tisha ve'esrim Yom Sheheim Arba'a Shavuyot v'Yom Echad, Yeyotze. Therefore, gentlemen, as I said earlier, and with this I started the shiur. This whole shiur was very interesting. We dealt with it. Today is still a special time or not. We dealt with what is the Omer status when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash and no Korban HaOmer. Very interesting. I think we had an interesting shir. La halacha lemaise. When you're in a shul and you're here either by Omer or La Omer, you saw there's legitimacy to both points of view. So first and foremost, you don't correct the chazan. Number two, even if you are convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt that Ba Omer is correct, and he said, La Omer, says the Mishnah Berurah, he could have said nothing, and it's fine. And therefore, gentlemen, I was so surprised to hear that this is what happened in a shul. I believe people must be either bored out of their minds to make an issue out of this, or they just don't know. So I'm hoping that this shiur will go out there. People will know that it really doesn't make a difference. You can say La Omer, or Ba Omer, or none of the above, and it's fine. The most important thing is to count the Omer properly. Don't miss a day, and Bezrat Hashem, get the Shavuos. And since it was brought up, I will say, this used to be a happy time. But we're now in a period of mourning, because Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara in Yevamos, Lo Nagu Kavod Zevazeh. And isn't it an irony that during a time where we're trying to fix that particular Aveira of not respecting each other, someone counts the Sfirat HaOmer, and what do? You create a fight. And what do you create a fight about? Absolute nonsense.